بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. نحمد ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، ما بعد. وعن البراء رضي الله عنه قال: كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم مربوعا، ولقد رأيته في حلة حمراء، ما رأيت شيئا قط أحسن منه. متفق عليه. This is a chapter, just to recap, which deals with the Islamic etiquette of clothing. And thus far, we dealt with a few ahadith, primarily wherein we are encouraged by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When it comes to the color of one's clothing, we have obviously a choice. But the preferred color of Nabiyyu Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam would be white. And the reasons for it, as I mentioned in a few ahadith, فَإِنَّهَا أَطْهَرْ وَأَطْيَبْ. It's the purest. Dirt, etc., is easily discernible when it comes to white. White is an original color. And this was the preferred color of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And interestingly, in those ahadith, when Nabiyyu Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam exhorted us to wear white, فَإِنَّهَا مِنْ خَيْرِ ثِيَابِكُمْ, it is the best of your clothing, etc., we find also the exhortation, وَكَفِّنُوا فِيهَا مَوْتَاكُمْ, that we should bury our deceased also in white. That is the kafan or the shroud which we bury our deceased. Imam Nawawi rahimahullah has mentioned, is mustahab. It is preferable that we opt for white color cloth. Continuing with the ahadith which deal with the clothing, Bara radiyallahu anhu narrates, Kana Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam marbu'an. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this word marbu'an normally is used to refer to the height of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. How tall was Nabiyyu Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam? We find in other ahadith this word is explained with a little bit of greater detail. Lam yakun tawilan wala qasiran. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was not overly tall, nor was he overly short. He was of what we call moderate height. However, strictly speaking, his height would lean towards tallness. What is one of the mu'jizat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or the miracles of Nabiyyu Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam's physical being, was that we find a sahabi like Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala who was very, very tall. If you had to estimate it, it would be almost 7 or 8 feet tall. The reason of this estimation is that we find in riwayat that when Abbas radiallahu ta'ala would sit on a camel or a horse, his feet would almost touch the ground. Such was his natural height. Yet, sahaba say that despite Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam being of moderate height, one of his miracles was that when he was accompanied by other people, even if the person was taller than Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, at the time when he shared the gathering with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, walking with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, even Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, it would appear as if Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was taller. This was a gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we find many, many riwayat which deal with the physical description of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sahaba described him almost as if you could visualize Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We find in the riwayat of Umm Ma'bad, Khuzai radiyallahu ta'ala, with regards to his physical appearance, lam tuzri bihi sa'ala, that the face of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was not very large, nor was it small. We find in the riwayat, لم يكن بالمطهم ولا بالمكلثم وكان في وجهه التدوير. It was not overly large, nor was it overly small. But there was a roundness to the face of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So based on all these riwayat, we find generally part of beauty is what we call moderation, somewhere in between or medium, not overly tall, not overly short, the face not overly large, not overly small. Sometimes generally we find something being overly large is an aib, something you look down upon or frowned upon, or something being overly small. So we find that generally Allah's Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam in these aspects he would be of moderate level. Many sahaba would describe his face with the moon, where like the riwayat of Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the riwayat of Jabir radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says kuntu fi laylati adhiyan, that it was a 14th full moon night. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam was lying with his head in my lap in the courtyard of Masjid al-Nabawi. He says, I looked at the moon and then I looked at the face of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now, why opt for the moon when describing Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's natural beauty? Because we find that this is more pertinent to those that lived in the desert, and obviously Makkah, Medina was in the heart of the desert. We find that in the desert, the moon is something that's considered to be an awesome sight. It is smooth, it is radiant, it is clear, and it is generally regarded as something that is gentle. Why? Because the desert, the days are known or synonymous with the sun, with scorching heat, with it being boiling hot. So the moon was especially appreciated as being something that is gentle, smooth, clear, radiant, bright, beautiful. This is why more often than not sahaba would use the moon in an analogy to describe the very great beauty which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had blessed the noble countenance of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam with. Like we find the riwayat of Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu, ma ra'aytu shay'an ahsana min Rasulillah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says, I didn't see anything in my life more beautiful than the face of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. كَأَنَّ الشَّمْسِ تَجْرِي فِي وَجْهِ. It was almost as if the sun would shine from the face of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And to complete the riwayat, وَإِذَا ضَحِكَ يَتَلَأْلَوْ فِي الْجُدُرِ. And when my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would smile, the nur of his smile could be seen on the wall in front of him. Nevertheless, coming back to this riwayat, Bara radiallahu anhu says, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was of moderate height. And he says, I saw him wearing a red robe. Ma ra'aytu shay'an qattu ahsana minhu. In my life, I have never seen anything more beautiful or more attractive than Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Whilst we find in ahadith, when it comes to the color of one's clothing, there is a clear preference given to white. However, the other colors would be permissible, but there is an exception, as we mentioned previously. In fact, two exceptions. One exception is to opt for a color which is synonymous with femininity. Like today we find that generally we tend to regard the color pink to be a feminine color. So here also Shariat would frown upon males wearing pink. Find the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, لَعَنَ الْمُتَشَبِّهِينَ مِنَ الرِّجَالِ بِالنِّسَاءِ. That a male who imitates females in his appearance, in any aspect, Allah Ta'ala's lanat and curse descends upon such a person. And the other prohibition we find in ahadith is for wearing red clothing. Now there are clear ahadith where Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam discouraged us, in fact warned us against wearing red clothing. There's the riwayat of Imran bin Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu, which is mentioned in Majma'u Zawaid, where Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, do not utilize red, since this is the beloved color of shaitan. Also find another narration in Muslim Sharif, where Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam saw a sahabi wearing red clothing. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam remarked, this is the clothing of the disbeliever. Do not wear it. This is the clothing of the disbeliever. Do not wear it. Referring to wearing red clothing. However, here also, we should bear in mind that the prohibition for red is for males. not for females. Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah states that what is the explanation behind this apparent contradiction? We find clear ahadith where Rasulullah says, see Sahaba wearing red, this is the color of shaitan, do not wear this, this is the color of the disbelievers, stay away from wearing this, shaitan prefers this, etc. And yet we find in more than one narration, Sahaba say, I saw Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in this case, khullatun humra, red robes. Now what is hulla? Hulla in Arabic normally refers to clothing which is made up of two parts. In other words, an upper garment and a lower garment which is made of the same material. That is what in Arabic is referred to as hulla, or the closest thing in English which we will use to translate it is robe. So how this apparent contradiction? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam himself prohibiting wearing red, and yet Sahaba say we saw him wearing red. More than one narration we find this. The explanation that ulama ikram give to this is that this refers to when it was red stripes. In other words, if something is striped in red, red and black, red and white, etc., like we see these, generally the Saudi shawls or the scarf is red and white stripes. When red is mixed with another color, in that instance, it will be permissible. Ibn